Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Once again today we consider the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 35 to 39. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." But he said to them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and casting out demons. So far the Holy Word. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." Dear friends in Christ, some time ago, a psychologist named Dr. Ruth Berenda carried out a pretty interesting experiment in teen peer pressure. A group of 10 teenagers were assembled in a room to watch a series of slides, and on each slide was 4 lines of varying lengths. The teens were told to vote on which line was the longest. What was kept carefully hidden was the fact that only one of the 10 teens was the actual subject of the experiment. The other 9 had all been recruited to cooperate with the experiment and told that they should all vote for the second longest line. Surprisingly, in 3 out of 4 cases, the subject teenager would vote for the answer that was obviously incorrect because all of the other 9 had voted for it. What's interesting is that the ones who did that did it slide after slide after slide. How do you deal with pressure? Not all pressure is bad, of course. It's pressure to get your homework done or to get to class on time. Maybe that's something you need to function. But a lot of pressure isn't that way, is it? In this dark world, you're going to feel adverse pressure. Pressure from societal trends, from people who have an agenda all their own, an agenda that doesn't match the one that your Lord Jesus has set for you. Once again this morning, we're reminded that Jesus sets our agenda. Last week we talked about the fact that that's always an agenda that begins with prayer. This morning we're reminded that it's an agenda that stifles pressure, even when that pressure comes from your closest friends, as it did here. Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." Did you notice that expression, by the way? Simon and those who were with him. Kind of an odd way to put it. Why didn't Mark just say, "Simon and the other disciples"? Perhaps it was because they weren't acting very much like disciples, were they? They had their own agenda. They wanted to be leaders, not followers. Jesus was a big success in his hometown of Capernaum. He was performing miracles. People were flocking to see him. Their master was growing in importance, and so were they. And they wanted that to continue. They had big plans for the future, and those plans didn't include Jesus suddenly disappearing without telling anyone where he was going. So when they got up in the morning and they found Jesus gone, they were perplexed and disturbed. They searched for him. The Greek word there indicates a feverish searching and pursuit. They hunted him down until they found him. And then they brought pressure to bear. Their words sound almost like a rebuke. "Jesus, everyone is looking for you. Don't you understand? You have work to do. You're not sticking with the agenda." But whose agenda was it? Peter and the other disciples had forgotten one of the first rules of the Christian faith, and that is that Jesus sets our agenda, not the other way around. How do you deal with pressure? Because the pressure's out there, isn't it? Many and daily are the pressures that can distract us from the Lord's agenda or interfere with that agenda. Perhaps it's a best friend who's pressuring you to take part in an activity that's against school rules and against God's will. Maybe it's the coworker at a part-time job who is not a Christian and whose cynical questions pressure you to doubt the Word of God. Perhaps it's the boyfriend or girlfriend who in your relationship pressures you to go beyond what you know to be chaste and decent in the Lord's sight. Will you let them set your agenda? Jesus didn't. He dealt with the pressure and stifled it, even when it came from his best friends. To his short-sighted, misguided disciples, he said calmly, "No, we're not going back to Capernaum. We're going in this direction. Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also." What he was saying to them was really the same thing he'd said all those many years earlier to Joseph and Mary. "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Today, as you and I come again before our Heavenly Father, confessing our many sins, acknowledging the many times that we've caved to peer pressure, the many times that we've buckled to temptation and conformed our lives to the godless world around us, how good it is to know that Jesus never did. In our sinful distress, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. They say that only those know the true sharpness of temptation who have successfully resisted it. And Jesus, our champion, was successful. All the commandments you've broken, Jesus kept for you. All the places where you've been weak, he stayed strong for you. And when that last pressure was brought to bear, when the Roman guard put their shoulders against the huge stone and rolled it into place in front of Jesus' tomb, why then, the pressure was lifted off of us forever. For when Jesus was buried, our sins were buried with him. That's why we can rejoice with the hymnist, "Who can condemn me now? For surely the Lord is nigh who justifies. No hell I fear, and thus securely with Jesus I to heaven rise. Lord, may thy body and thy blood be for my soul the highest good. Amen." We pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks again to you for all your gifts, especially for the manifestation of your Son as the light of the Gentiles and the Savior of the world. We thank and praise you that he never gave in to temptation and never bowed to pressure. Apply to our account his perfect righteousness and cover our sins with his precious blood. Amen. Hymn 550.